Hello, this is Christina, your host today. I'm digital marketing coach, and this is a new episode of KSM Podcast, Growing Business Online with Christina. And today it's really my pleasure to have such an amazing AJ Amix far away from USA. AJ, welcome to new episode of KSM Podcast.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here with you, Christina.
And I'm super happy to be with you today. And it's such a pleasure having you. And KSM Podcast is also dedicated to entrepreneurs who wanted to build online presence and who wanted to have their progress in online space. So I'm super happy to talk to you today. And can you tell us a little bit who you are, what you do? As I said, you are from USA.
Yeah, so I've been coaching business owners for 11, 12 years now. Since 2012, been doing this full time. And so people always ask me, it's like, what do I do? And I wish I had some fancy elevator pitch thingy, but I don't. The best thing I can say is like I help an entrepreneur be the greatest version of themselves in every area of their life. So yes, we help them grow their business. But I've also learned after doing this for more than a decade. Their personal life impacts your business. Their business impacts your personal life. And so I like taking on all of it. Like we set goals across the board and we work on moving those forward across all domains of life.
Well, this is fantastic. And can you tell us a little bit about your background? What did you do before your move to the coaching business and be recognizable all around the world?
Yeah, so it's been a journey. In college, I studied marketing and graphic design, but I also started writing music with one of my good friends and my roommate at the time. And so, like, I think halfway through college, I was like, "Hey, I think we can do this professionally." And so, all the way up until 2009, that's what I was doing. I was doing graphic design and contracting at an ad agency, and then I also was doing music full time. I was in this rock and roll band. And so we had record offers and we had radio play here in the Dallas market, and we're doing that. And then when that all came crumbling down in October of 2009, that's when we played our last radio show. I was like, what do I do next? I put together another group of guys. Do I do something different? And I chose to go into social media marketing because I could see at that point in time, I was like, man, this is amazing. Social media is this stage that we can use to get a message out into the world and make an impact. And it was like what we're doing in music, but now you're just doing it with a laptop from anywhere in the world, as long as you have a Wi-Fi connection. And so that was my goal in 2010, was to build a six-figure business where I could work from anywhere in the world as long as I had a laptop and a Wi-Fi connection. And so that led me into social media marketing. I started a social media marketing agency. I had 23 clients on a recurring basis, and I burnt out. I knew nothing about hiring. I knew nothing about systems. I would just would sell. I would market, sell, and then deliver. And I was doing everything as a solopreneur. In 2012, I hired my first coach, which was Garrett J. White. And Garrett was like, "Why don't you start teaching? Would you like to teach? Like, you could run some live events. You could leverage your music career, not play music, but just as a trainer, like as a performer, basically." So I started doing that in 2012, and learned I was really good at it. And I got really obsessed with getting people results. And it really bothered me that I could give people the skill sets to generate leads using social media marketing. And some people would get results and some people wouldn't. That bothered me. And so I was like, well, what, why? Like, what's the difference? And then that led me down into the path of understanding mindset and how we think about ourselves, how we think about our life. So I started applying those principles to me, helping clients with those. And then I learned I could give people skill sets and mindsets, and still not everybody got results. And why was that? And that led me down into understanding emotional intelligence, what I call body sets, and deep spiritual transformation work about why we don't do the things that we want to do and why do we do the things that we don't want to do. And that comes into like unconscious behaviors and coping mechanisms that we've learned from childhood. And it's just kind of been this unfoldment for me, of where I'm constantly pushing my own edges, doing my very best to be the greatest version of myself and my life. I'm not trying to be like anybody, but just be me and do life the way I do it. And as I learn, I just kind of am able to reach back and teach and equip other business owners to be the greatest version of themselves. That's kind of how I got into this whole thing.
Oh, fantastic. And through your career, as you said, that your background is from music industry, and then and how it was it hard for you to start learning social media? Because this is new way, you know, it's like we there are people who are old school, you know, but technology and all those kind of things. What and as your friend, you mentioned that just to start, how was for you to start? It was hard just for our listeners who will listen this episode, just to know about it, maybe for some entrepreneurs, future entrepreneurs who wanted to start this business in digital space, just to share with them about it.
So at that point in time, I was kind of doing social media a little bit. So Facebook really came out when I was in college in 2008, and I don't remember exactly when I adopted Facebook. Maybe it was 2009-ish or something of that nature, or maybe it wasn't 2008. Maybe it came out in actually 2006. I don't remember exactly. Anyway, but we were using MySpace at the time to generate a fan base in music, and I learned and taught myself HTML code so I could make our MySpace page at that point in time branded, and it looked like the band and all of that stuff. And so I just was fascinated by all of that stuff. And then I started paying attention to the multi-level marketing space. I had no desire to build a multi-level marketing business. However, 2008, 2009, they were using social media to generate leads to grow their multi-level marketing business, and they were doing online launches. And then I was just fascinated. I was like, how are these people using these tools like AWeber to create autoresponders? And now they're automating broadcasting messages and following up with people. And again, I just thought it was super fascinating. And then there was text campaigns where from the stage, you know, you could be like, hey, if you want this thing, then text this number to get this thing, and you generate leads. And again, just from a performer standpoint, I was like, man, this is phenomenal. Like, why didn't I not know about this technology when I was performing? We could have said, hey, if you guys want a free song, text this code to get the newest song or whatever. And it would have helped us build a fan base that would have helped us sell records and more merch and all of that stuff. So I just kind of was fascinated by it. Now, I didn't have all the skill sets to understand Twitter and LinkedIn and YouTube and all this stuff. And so I bought a course. Mike Koenigs at that time, I think it was around 2010, 2011. I think it was in 2011. He was running a launch called Social Media Marketing Machines, and there was a program. It was a 6-month program that he was selling called Social Media Marketing Machines that gave you the skill sets to understand how to generate leads at that point in time. I think it was like $3,000. And at that point, I did not have $3,000, but I did have enough money for the first payment. And I told myself that I would buy this thing, I would apply it, and I would just make it work. There was no other option for me at that point in time. And so that's what I did. I invested into a course that taught me the skill sets. I then took those skill sets and implemented them into my own life, implemented those skill sets as a done-for-you service for clients. And that's how I basically, you know, became trained to understand how social media works. And I think it's no different here in this day and age. Like at the time of this podcast, it's December of 2023, at least when we're talking right now, Christina. And
Yes, for
that's
sure.
about it.
I agree with
Like if
you.
we want. If we want something, just go find somebody who has a course that teaches you the skill sets, and then go do something with the skill sets. And if you don't have the time to execute on the skill sets, then don't pretend you do. Go hire somebody to do it for you.
Yes, and as you said, because you know, and for me it was 13 years ago, like to start with starting doing websites, you know, like at the time. And it was like when you work with people in online space, you're always in vortex. You're always in place to connect with them and to learn, you know. And if you don't know something, just engage your mentor, coach, whoever, to help you to move you forward. Because all those people were learning from someone. I mean, as
Totally.
we as me as well, you all as well. So we need someone who maybe moved this space before us and share their experience.
Yeah, and now you have YouTube too. I mean, you basically can learn anything that you want to learn for free. Like if you know what to ask YouTube into the search query, you have somebody that's willing to teach you a skill set for free. And so in this day and age, it's like if you don't have money, but you have more time than you have money, then use your time to learn the skill set and execute. Be willing to fail. Be willing to mess it up. Be willing to make mistakes. This is how you learn. If you have more money than you have time, then hire somebody to do it for you. Or you could buy a course that's going to help you collapse the time to get from point A to point B efficiently.
And of course, you can do it organically, you know, because if you, as just mentioned, because it's so, I'm so curious about it because you mentioned emotional intelligence. And maybe we can just talk about it just to connect with something which is so inside of us. When we really want something, we can achieve it. As you mentioned, that you have many courses for free on YouTube too. YouTube channel, when you can start with from scratch, and then you can upgrade for something, for some courses, or pay, or just engage your mentor or your coach or whoever it may be. And you know, especially if you wanted to be a part of digital marketing space or something like that.
Yes, and so what's your question?
Question is how we as a persons can just through emotional intelligence open ourselves to achieve what we wanted to achieve, what we wanted to do in our life in terms of business to start. There are people who are in fear, you know, and they are in stuck and they just need to be open much more to achieve their goals and dreams.
Well, so if we're just talking about making money. I don't think we need a lot of emotional intelligence to be able to make money because it comes back to like, do we have an irresistible offer that solves a specific problem, at a price point that makes a good value exchange, meaning, us be willing to render the service or to give a product to somebody. We're saying, hey, your money is, I value your money more than giving you this product or service. And the person giving the money says, well, I value receiving this product or service more than this money. And so value exchange can take place, and that has nothing to do with emotional intelligence. However, once we pass that hurdle, when it comes to keeping money, definitely emotional intelligence seems to be a huge thing, for entrepreneurs because oftentimes they burn out. Because they're driven by their deepest fear, whatever that is, different things for different people. Typically, when people create a business, they are creating a business from they believe they have to prove their worth or they're not enough or they're afraid to be a loser or inadequate or nothing matters. And so they build this empire, so to speak. And then once they build this empire, they still feel like when they're honest with themselves, when the man or the woman looks in the mirror and they're honest with themselves, just because the exterior has changed, the external has changed, the interior hasn't. And so until we can do the inner work and the emotional intelligence work to burn through all of kind of our shadows or what we're resisting, then typically we're going to burn out and we're going to quit, you know, not being able to sustain the level of success. So we're not willing to receive how good life can actually be. So I think they're kind of two different conversations. So if we're just talking about marketing, there's just some basic principles that have nothing to do with emotional intelligence. But when we talk about the idea of creating a business where we're receiving money, we're expressing ourselves fully, and we're enjoying the journey, then for sure, emotional intelligence definitely plays into the equation.
This is fantastic, you know, and I learned, and I'm learning from you at the moment, just to be honest, because as you expressed like about this two different conversation, and it's so I think that it's going to be so valuable for our listeners to know where when emotional intelligence works, when that one doesn't work. This is so good, and when you started in your business in terms of coaching and. Do you have some kind of trigger, you know, you mentioned just in terms to what do you do now, you know, but what triggered you just to be at place where you are now in coaching industry? And if you can just tell us a little bit about your coaching, how do
So,
you
like,
do
are you
that?
asking what triggered me to start coaching?
Yes.
Yes. So it, I had done, like I said, I built that social media marketing agency and just burned out. And I was just like, what do I do next? And so I had met Garrett at an event, and I think I met him back in, I don't remember, April of 2011, I think is when I met Garrett at an event in New York City. And then it was in August of 2011. I remember I was in my living room and I looked at my vision board, and on my vision board, it said the highest achievers have always relied on mentors. Now I've been staring at this vision board for the whole year because I'm the one that created it. But I don't ever remember seeing that phrase that was on the vision board until August of 2011. We're saying the highest achievers have always relied on mentors. And I was like, huh, well, I don't know. I don't have a mentor. I've never had a mentor. Who do I even know that is a mentor? And the first person that popped into my mind was Garrett J. White that I had met at Brendon Burchard's event. So I reached out to Garrett and was like, hey, man, I don't even know if this is what you do, but here's where I'm at and here's where I want to go. Can you help? And he was like, yeah, sure, I'd love to help you. So we had a call. And so that call with Garrett is kind of what led me into coaching. I mean, I know now coaching is a huge, $1 billion industry. People are coming into coaching. And so for me, I never got into this because I was like, oh, this is a way that I could work from home, or oh, this is a way that it's easy money, or anything of that nature. Is just I just this is kind of been the unfoldment. And so that kind of brings the questions like, well, why do I continue coaching? Number one, I just enjoy it. And number two, I have come to learn I'm extremely good at it. Like what happens is like in human performance, in generating results, there's kind of three areas. There's what we know that we know, there's what we know that we don't know, and then there's what we know or what we don't know that we don't know. So if we know something, great, we know something. If we know that we don't know something, well, we're still in control. We're like, I know I don't know this, so let me buy a book, let me hire a coach, let me hire, like, give me the skill set, whatever I need to do, give me the strategy, right? We can handle that. But the real growth, the real transformation, the things that are going to move the needle is when we start living in the place of what we don't know that we don't know. And we have someone inside our life, whether it's a mastermind or a coach, that's willing to help us see, like, hey, did you know this? And if you did this, it would actually generate this result for you. And right now, I had no idea. That's where the real growth and transformation takes place. And so, for whatever crazy reason, I've become obsessed with it. This is kind of my personality. I get obsessed with things. When I was growing up, I was obsessed with playing soccer. That's all I did, or football, depending on what country you're a part of. But I grew up, I loved it. I played it. I ate it. I drank it. I slept it. I was obsessed. And then when it came into coaching, I got obsessed. And so I'm constantly reading, I'm constantly studying, I'm constantly exploring my own edges. And that's just kind of blossomed into a coaching business for me, where I'm able to have the skill sets and the mindsets and the body sets to help people live in this place of where they don't know what they don't know, where they can receive massive transformation.
And this is fantastic, you know, because as you said, we need to learn if we wanted to achieve something, to read, to learn, and to, this is constantly learning. I mean, no boundaries, because if we wanted to grow, this is amazing what you said, just for our listeners, and they can, I think that they can learn from this part, because just to have open mind and to know if they wanted to, I think, and as you said, there are many people, they really want something, but they don't know what they want. As you said, they know something, but they don't know what they don't know. And this is really that you can engage with some book or just read it or engage someone or interact with someone or whoever may be and whatever may be, but this is the way, just to, if you wanted to be successful, if you wanted to grow, you know, because I think that in nowadays in technological in technical technology and, you know, many new things, everything is very, very fast, and changes are so than before, maybe 30 years ago. Everything we need to follow up, we need to be to focus in this topic, in this core of our business, I think.
Well, there's certain things that many people don't understand, so about themselves, or why they're not taking action. It's one thing to read a book, it's another thing to actually take the information and do something with it. So, for example, I was working on a coaching call with one of my private clients today, and she has this client that just triggers her. She just triggers the shit out of her. She doesn't even really like working with this client, and she's trying to figure out, like, well, why? Why am I so upset by this client? And I've been working with this client of mine for, I think, 4 years now. I tend to work with people for like 3 or 4 more years. And so I know her history. I know basically all that you can know about a human. I know a lot, especially if I spent 4 years with somebody. And so I asked her, I was like, well, I imagine she reminds you of your aunt. And she's like, oh yeah, she does. And I was like, okay. And I was like, so if you were speaking with your aunt, would you be able to just be yourself and ask some questions? So rather than taking on the shame that the client is projecting onto you, could you just not make it about yourself and just ask a question that takes this projected shame and puts it right back on her? Not because you're trying to avoid something. It's just like, here's shame. I'm going to give it back to you and let's see where this goes, and asking a coaching question. And she's like, oh, I have done that with my aunt before she had passed away. And it was hugely transformational. And she shared this story with me. And I was like, great. Were there times with your aunt that you didn't show up that way? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, great. Why? She said, well, I was afraid if I said something, it may have triggered her anger. And I was like, ah, interesting. And if it triggered her anger, would you then have felt abandoned? And it would have pulled up all of these suppressed and repressed emotions in your body of a fear of abandonment, like when you were a child. She was like, yeah. I'm like, fantastic. So, is the reason that you're not willing to just be yourself and coach this individual is because you're afraid if you trigger her anger, you're afraid of experiencing the pain of abandonment inside of your body once again? She's like, yeah, I've never thought about it that way. It's like, great. Well, now we have a choice. You can either choose to be yourself with this client and coach her, because that's what she's hired you to do, or you can continue running from the fear of being abandoned. What are you going to choose? Right? This opened up a whole new possibility for her to just be her and continue getting paid to just be her and be an amazing coach. And she is one of the best transformational writing coaches in the world, right? But every single human being is working with stuff. Every single human being is going through their own journeys and trials and tribulations. I don't care what level of success that they're playing at. I promise you, they have challenges, they have trials, they have tribulations. So when you can step inside a coaching relationship, this is what I mean. This client of mine, she didn't know what she didn't know. If we look at the service, it's just like a coach who's trying to work with a client, a service provider who's working with a client. But when we dig underneath of what's actually driving her behavior, or in this example, her not acting on what she wants to do, it's something way deeper that happened many, many, many years ago. When we can pull that out and look at it, she has a new positionality. She has a new perception, which then opens up a new possibility that she can do something with. And when she does something with that new possibility, it's going to create a new result, a new experience for her, right? That wasn't possible before that conversation. This is the gift of what happens when we start working with a great coach, when we start diving into the area of what we don't know that we don't know. It's like a time machine. It's like a time machine that opens up possibilities. Possibilities that we can then embody to create new results. Does this make sense?
Yeah, of course, and you really need someone to open your eyes to see, because as you said, there are people, and especially that we don't know what we don't know. And then, as I said many times, well, through this job, what I do, and through this podcast, and also through the social media and my clients on international market and other, many of them help me to open my eyes and to move and to be where am I now, especially because you see opportunities. You see, sometimes you don't have chance to see your possibilities and get new skills and new experience as a human being. And be, as you said, be who you are, be yourself, and never give up. Because we are
Exactly.
all unique in this world, and there is no copying like a of ourselves. So I'm always for that, to be who you are and never give up, and try to have your to be your original, how I can say, I
Yes.
think that you the and what did you say, that this what you said, this is amazing, because we really need someone to open our eyes, to open our to see our opportunities. As you
Yeah.
said, if you don't know, just engage someone to show up, to show you how to do that.
Yes, I was talking on another podcast earlier today, and we were kind of talking about this topic a little bit. And we're talking about how often, as business owners, we typically are looking outside of ourselves and we're like, oh, well, why am I not creating a business at the level of Elon Musk or taking more action, doing more and creating more. And I was like, well, this is kind of a trap because now we're already in a land, we're living in a place of comparing, and that's just going to lead to despair. Like it constantly is. There's nothing to look outside of us for some inspiration or gain some skill sets. But if we're trying to be someone else rather than ourselves, this is a problem. And I asked this guy on this podcast a question. I was like, who did Michael Jordan play basketball like? And he was like, Michael Jordan. I'm like, exactly. I was like, how did, who did, Messi play football like or soccer like? Well, Messi. Cristiano Ronaldo. Who does Cristiano Ronaldo play football like? Well, Cristiano Ronaldo, right? He's not trying to be Pele. He's not trying to be some other, I don't know, a bunch of the stars from Portugal, so forgive me. But whoever they are, they are. My point is the people who are great at sports, music, entertainment, business, they're just being themselves. They're fully embracing their journey. They're fully expressing the greatest expression of who they are. They're fully going through their journey. But the point is they're playing their game. Do they draw inspiration from other players in their industry? Yeah, sure. Do they gain other skill sets from talking with other people and networking with other people? Yeah, sure. But at the end of the day, they're fully committed to just playing the game that they experience massive joy playing that game, and they play it the way that they want to play it. And this has been kind of the theme for at least for me today on podcast is inspiring business owners to come back to whatever your business is, whatever your product or your service, it doesn't matter to me. Do it the way that you want to do it. It's your business. It's your life. You serve the people how you want to. Yes, gain some skill sets and some mindsets from other people, but at the end of the day, do business the way that you choose to do that business.
And this is 100% true, because all those people who you mentioned is also they put a lot of energy, and they train, and they do that on a daily basis in a way how they know to do it. Maybe you can get some advice for someone and get interaction, but just use it for you, but do it on your way. Do it on your way and be yourself. And that's
Exactly.
it. And you don't need to copy someone. Just maybe you can know and learn and grow and everything, but without work, they train anyway. Whoever they were, soccer, basketball, any kind of sport or whatever, they can also, if they don't train and play and engage some coach, trainer, whoever, they couldn't be successful. We need, because there is one that we have. 20% is our natural, how I can say, quality, or what we have as a person, but 80% is the work. I mean, to move some in your industry to be successful.
Yeah, and if we're just starting out, one of the greatest skill sets that we can do and is model. I know this is sounds like contradictory to just what I just said, but welcome to the paradox. And so, if we're just starting out, like even if we could look at Messi, if we look at Cristiano Ronaldo, if we go way back when they first started playing football as a child, they did have soccer stars that they emulated, that they modeled, right? This is how they gained the skill sets to play the game. But at some point, they had to let go of modeling other people's behavior to create a space for the way that they approached the game and the way that they played the game to birth. And it's the same thing. If we're learning a new skill set, go buy the course, go buy the book, take the action. It's great. Go find people who are succeeding in that industry, model their strategies. But you can't just live in it constantly where you're like, okay, my entire strategy for life is I'm going to look outside of me and just only model other people. Like what got you to where you're at today is not going to get you to this next place that what you want to get at or what you want to experience, right? It's that old adage of like what you got you here is not going to get you to where you want to go next. So that's what I'm saying. If we're just starting out, yeah, model someone. But be once you have the skill sets, then it's time for you to trust yourself to play and do things the way that you want to do them.
That's fantastic. And we can all just sit down and say, okay, I would, and as you said, just look it around and say, okay, why I'm not successful? If I don't take action on a daily basis and follow up what I wanted to do, and do, it's not saying sometimes hard work, but we need to be, you know, just to be who we wanted to, who we are exactly. And this is the way to be.
I think if we allow ourselves to even ask this question of why am I not successful, it's a very tricky question because I learned from Tony Robbins, the quality of our questions determine the quality of our life. And so if I'm asking a question that is, why am I not successful? If I come back to this biblical scripture, and this isn't about the Bible, it's just a principle, ask and ye shall find, knock and the door will be opened. So there's a level of responsibility where we have to be careful on what questions are we asking and what doors are we knocking on. If I ask a question, why am I not successful? I'm going to get answers of why I'm not successful. A better question, a more empowering question would be, what is success to me? What do I want to experience? If I, what is that for me? Because it doesn't matter why am I not successful? Who cares? Better question, what is success to you? What are the targets? Can you cast forth the vision? And then what are the skill sets? What are the mindsets? What are the body sets that's required? And will you go on the journey to creating what you deem as success? It's not about what they or the world or the market or your parents or your religion deems as success. Who cares? What matters is what do you choose to define as success? And then are you willing to go do something about that?
That's fantastic, you know. So for our listeners who will listen, this episode is going to be so valued just to know and to learn about themselves if they wanted to start business. And HA, can you tell us a little bit who are mostly your clients? Who do you work with?
Yeah, a lot of the clients I work with are six-figure and seven-figure entrepreneurs. Those are they're in different industries, whether they're coaches or they're consultants or we're in software. So they're software founders or CEOs of businesses. They're six-figure solopreneurs. Those are typically the people I coach.
That's fantastic. And I know that you are one of, I'm not sure, but one of the top coach by HubSpot. Can you tell us a little bit about for our listeners, just to share with us that position?
Yeah, so HubSpot, they're a large CRM marketing company. They've been around quite a while. They're pretty prestigious in technology and marketing. And so they had featured me as like one of the top 10 coaches in the world. And I forgot for what year it started, 2018 maybe. I don't know. You guys can go Google it. But 2019, 2018. And so they just every year they just kept featuring me in an article that one of their editors choose to wrote. And so it was very nice of them. I tell them thank you so much for featuring me in their article. But I didn't like pay them. I didn't reach out to ask them. It was just, and sometimes you can. I'm not against, by the way, I'm not against using PR and paying for PR and positioning at all. But this is just something that just happened and happenstance, I guess you could say. Yes, it was a happenstance, it was coincidence. And at the other side of that coin, I also feel like I've earned it. Like I've created content for a decade. I've shipped it out in the marketplace. My results speak for themselves, and that's how that all came about.
And congratulations on that position, just I'm super happy with that. I really wanted to congratulate personally
Thank you.
in this episode. And I know that you run also your podcast. Can you tell us a little bit about your podcast and who are your guest speakers, just to share with us maybe some topics? What do you do? Who are mostly your guest speakers?
Yeah, so I started a podcast. I think I started it in 2019, and I did 147 episodes, I believe. I did it for 18 months. I did two podcasts. So when I set out that I felt called to do a podcast, and I was like, well, how many podcasts a week am I going to commit to? And I committed to two. So I would do a solo show on Sundays. I called it a Sunday sermon. And then I did an interview-based show that I would release on Wednesdays. And so I did that, like I said, for 18 months. And it was very much just about the doing part of business. So I would just interview friends of mine who were marketers or whatever, sales and online business. And then I also wanted to talk about the spiritual side of business. And that's where I just kind of did solo stuff. And so the guests were just friends of mine that I'd reach out to that I've met over the years, all kinds of different coaches and mentors and consultants and trainers. And I would just talk to them about how do we run Instagram and use it to generate leads or LinkedIn or my friend Shims Hartwell, who lives over in Hawaii, we talked about healing our family lineage and how that led to more happiness and success and fulfillment. So it's just kind of the whole spectrum between tactical marketing stuff all the way to very spiritual things. This is the whole spectrum.
Well, that's fantastic. So, and podcast I was running, I started 4 years ago now, but it was like Prom Entrepreneur Day, and I was maybe hosted more than 100 people. But when I've done re it was like I'm because this is a new brand. It was like a old podcast, but I started this year, and I'm super happy that this KSM podcast, Growing Business Owner with Christina, has been selected by HeatSpot, one of the top 20 in internet in category of online growing online business to its value to listen in 2023, which I'm super happy with that. Just to, by the way, to for our listeners, maybe I didn't talk about it, but now it's just like I found that I can
Fantastic.
just mention it. And do you have for some people some final message for some for entrepreneurs who wanted to start a business, or whatever, for our listeners, some final message to which would be useful for them to start their business on, however, or we will have you will be my guest in other next year in new podcast, new episode. But anyway, just for now, just for our listeners in this episode to who will listen it to just as one message for them to.
Yeah, I would say like when you're if you're working to build your business, a lot of people get caught up into like, well, what is this the right marketing strategy or what is the best marketing strategy? And the reality is there are so many paths up the mountains when it comes to marketing. And it's like, well, which is a better path? There's multiple paths, and it just depends on what is a path that lights you up that you enjoy. But marketing is not going to work if you do not have an irresistible offer. Like if your offer is complicated, if it's not an irresistible offer, there's no way marketing is going to offset that. And a lot of people that I've worked with have overlooked this, of taking the time to craft an irresistible offer. So I just really encourage you, before you ever get into strategy, make sure you have an amazing offer that your perfect person is just like, man, this is an amazing offer. Like, I would love to do this. Create that offer, and that's going to make all of your marketing and your sales so much easier.
That's fantastic. And AJ Adams, how listeners can connect with you? Can you share with us your social media pages? Or I will put all those information below this podcast, video podcast also, and audio. But just for our listeners who will listen to this episode, just to connect with you.
I would say to go over to AJAmyx, AJAmyx.com. Head over to my website. You can get a free gift over there, which is what I call the stress stack. It's a guide that teaches you 5 proven techniques to reduce your stress by 30%. You get that completely free. Just go to AJAmyx.com and grab that. If you want to connect with me on Facebook, you can find me on Facebook, Facebook.com/AJAmyx. It's the same thing on LinkedIn. So those would be the places to connect with me.
Yeah, AJ, it was really fantastic. So I asked you many questions today, and I'm so honored to have you as my special guest speaker. So thank you so much for your time, and I really enjoyed this part this conversation with you today, and I hope that we will talk in new episode in 2024.
Awesome. Thank you, Christina. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, and have Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and see you in 2024. And I wish you a lot of success to you and your family. Thank you again for having you to be my guest speaker today. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
Goodbye. Bye for now.